A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is a sixth month for whom she was called barren, for nothing is impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our gospel today is a beautiful reminder of the life of our Blessed Mother and what she teaches all of us, the perfect disciple of Christ, who loved God so much when she was asked to do something, she said yes. And we are called to say yes to the will of God daily, each and every day. And sometimes it's more than just daily, sometimes it's multiple times a day. And our God is asking us to do something maybe when we're so tired or overwhelmed or anxious. And like our Blessed Mother, we choose to say yes. We are so blessed to have Mary in our life, because our Blessed Mother's whole message was to lead others closer to Christ. And that's what we're called to do on a daily basis as well, to see Jesus in one another, to love people, to accept people, and to also be very patient with people. Our Lady of Guadalupe did not come for the rich or the powerful, but she came for the meek and the humble. And we are called to have a special love for all people, regardless of their background. So let's ask our Blessed Mother today on this special day to pray for all of us here this morning, that we may have the strength to say yes to God and to choose to follow her Son, Jesus, into heaven. So let's ask our Blessed Mother now to pray for us so that maybe we may all say yes to God when he's asking us to do something.